Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
You're still the union rep, right?
I am. Yeah, I know a lot's been going on.
Do you have faith that they will get this next hire right and that they learned?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. Yeah. Obviously it's unfortunate, and you know, to see the union, this that happened with your union is a really unfortunate, but you know, hopefully that, you know, we can respond and, you know, put good leadership in place.
That's Cole Kmet, as we heard, as the Bears continue training camp, and so do the rest of the teams in the NFL. That's why we want to bring in our next guest. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. She is a friend of the show. She does incredible work. The ESPN senior NFL writer joining us live from Raiders training camp. It's Kaylin Kaler. Kaylin, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Layla. How are you?
Good. I have a question about Raiders camp, since, you know, Las Vegas is the hottest place I can think of for an NFL team outside of Arizona.
Yeah.
Is it held inside just like their games are?
No, actually. Shockingly, it's outside for the fans, I think, because, oh, you can hear them right there. It's held outside because their indoor is huge and really nice, but I don't think they have the ability to, like, host fans in the indoor. I sort of assumed it would be inside, but then I found out it was outside. But luckily this week has been like a little bit cooler than normal, I think. Like right now, I don't even know if it's 90 degrees yet, which is really nice.
Wow, it's so, 90 here. That's incredible.
I know. It's been yesterday, like the first day I got here Tuesday, it was 100. So it's been up there, but it's been like relatively low because I feel like it's normally like 110 here around this time.
Yeah, so hot there. Things certainly heating up with the NFLPA. This bombshell story that you wrote along with Dan Van Natta about the process and how it failed. My biggest takeaway from this is that if I ever need anybody to hire somebody on my behalf, I will not be using Russell Reynolds Associates.
Yeah.
How do we get here to where this was the process? I understand that the NFLPA was concerned about names being leaked and information getting out there, but this secretive process seems to have yielded just a can of worms and then some.
Yeah, I mean, their logic, I've had a chance to talk to J.C. Treader about this, and their logic in wanting the media to not find out, and, for example, player agents to not know about it, and, like, player financial advisors, like, people who are in the NFL business, like, their logic makes sense, like, originally, because the past elections, I wasn't covering the NFL for the past elections, but you know, they had been kind of messy. Treader said they were gross. Like, that was the word he used. And that was because he felt like they were being influenced by outsiders, by people who are not constituents. And the constituents of this union are the players. So I actually asked him directly. I was like, in hindsight, like, do you think that making it confidential, making it so that the players did not know who they were voting on until they walked into the room for the election, the player reps, you know, I think it was a 2-day process. So they walked in, they get presented to the two finalists get presented to them. But before they walked into this meeting room at this hotel, they had no idea who they were voting for. And I asked him if in hindsight, he felt like that contributed to the players voting for someone who had not one, but two known issues that they knew about, like that were, you know, through our reporting, we've discovered that, you know, JC Treader told us that he asked Lloyd directly in this election meeting a question about the sexual discrimination and retaliation lawsuit, and the players knew about the civil lawsuit, the whistleblower civil lawsuit that had been filed at Booz Allen. But my understanding is that they thought, the way Lloyd explained it, my understanding of the situation is that the way that Lloyd Howell explained it to the players was that, oh, that accounting practice was in place well before he was the CFO. So he didn't start it, and, you know, it wasn't his responsibility. So that is why they felt comfortable with that. But I asked JC, okay, in hindsight, now that you look back on how this is a confidential process and you see how Lloyd Howell ended up resigning after, and we didn't even get to the strip club expenses, like that obviously happened after the fact, after he was elected, but he had an issue with that at Booz Howell as well, as we report, Booz Allen, as we reported. So I asked JC and he was like, you know, he said, I hope they learned things from the election process that we did last time, but he thinks that they ran a better process this last time around because he felt like past elections were influenced by people who were not NFL players. And I guess if you are judging it based off of that fact, yes, the last time around, no one else influenced it aside from the search committee who found these two finalists and Russell Reynolds. But there are, JC's correct, like agents weren't a part of it. Media didn't have a say in it. Whereas in past, like, you know, the media did influence previous elections and so did player agents. So, yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting question of, like, if they could do it again, would they do it this way? And we're going to find out because they are currently, the player reps are in conversations to decide how are they going to run the next election after they pick this interim director.
You're listening to Kaylin Kaler and what I'm pretty sure is Blow the Whistle by Too Short playing behind you at Raiders training camp.
The big cheer was Ashton Gentry catching a pass. So, rookie number 6 overall pick to the Raiders, who will likely lift this offense to unknown heights.
Oh, yeah. Just rub it in that the Raiders got Ashton Gentry while the Bears were pining for him, Kaylin. I do want to talk about even just what you posted late yesterday. This on Twitter. She's just at Kaylin Kaler. My favorite detail from our reporting on the turmoil within the NFLPA. Howell merged spots in the NFLPA garage to protect his Porsche. And just the audacity of the being unchecked in every way, shape, or form. So protects his Porsche and then changed the parking spot number to 32 in homage to O.J. Simpson.
The signs were there.
Like the audacity, and you mentioned the strip club charges. We talked about it a little bit with Mike Florio yesterday. You can go to the club. You can spend all you want when you're making $7 million a year between two jobs. You can't use union dues on it. Like, how do you explain the just audacity of the use of other people's money, the use of other people's resources, the way he just was so cavalier about it all?
Yeah, so we'd heard, like, rumors about this, and, you know, we were able to get the receipt, the expense report receipt, to actually confirm that these charges happened and that they were in fact, you know, billed to the union. Lloyd had a car service that was arranged through the union. I mean, a lot of the union executives like frequently take car services to places, but it's usually, you know, business related. You're coming home from a trip. It takes you to your house, right? It takes you to the airport. But this one took him from the airport to an address that a union staffer realized after a Google search was actually a strip club in Miami. And it bills itself as, I believe, like the world's largest strip club, possibly. I think that's what we wrote in there. And so it waited there for him for 7 hours and then took him home. So that was one incident. And then there was another in Atlanta during an NFLPA like summit that they were having, a developmental summit with players and motivational speakers and financial speakers and things like that. And it was him and two union staffers there, and they another union staffer expensed and listed Lloyd as an attendee, and we reported that Lloyd asked this union staffer to expense it. Several different cash transactions that totaled, I think, around $2,000. I don't have the number in front of me right now, but anyways, yeah, I don't know exactly how that happens, but I think, so it goes back to, or I don't know why, you know, Lloyd didn't talk to us, so we did not ask him directly, like, why did he think that was okay? Why was that, you know, something he would do? But as we reported, he had an issue with this at Booz Allen as well, where he was reprimanded, and a colleague that he was with was actually fired for it. So that was another situation. So he had a history of that, that our reporting, the union was not aware of. The player reps were not aware of that when they elected Lloyd. So I think, though, like the players, what this really comes down to, and I think at the core, as I've talked to players, what's really interesting about this is under D. Smith, the last union director, players, like D. Smith had a leadership strategy of, as one player put it, being a thorn in the side of the NFL. That meant suing the league for every little thing, including, by the way, the collusion grievance, which kicked off this entire chain of events. And, you know, sometimes you can debate whether that was a, you know, successful strategy as a union director or not. But, like, he got a lot of information by suing the NFL in that collusion grievance. We got a lot of information that we would not have otherwise in that decision. So that was D. Smith's leadership style, as being a thorn in the side. And as I've talked to players, the reason they were attracted to Lloyd is the fact that he did not have a history leading a union. He did not have a history in labor relations at all. He was on the other side of this thing, and he actually pitched to them, a player told me, who was at the election, his pitch was, hey, I've been fighting against unions my whole career, so I know how to do how the other side thinks, and I'm going to be able to be your best representative because I know how they're going to fight back. That was his pitch. And the other part of his pitch is that he has financial expertise that these players didn't have access to previously, and he made all these presentations to them about how he can make them more money. And so now the way the players view their union, one current player rep described it to me that they view it as a cooperative business partner of the NFL, a cooperative business partner. So that is a very different way of viewing the union. And unions are businesses, and their business is to protect the people they represent. But these players now think of it as, oh, we want to actually make the most money as possible, and we want to, like, work with the NFL to do that instead of fight against the NFL. So that's how they view things now. And I think that sort of explains a lot of what happened with Lloyd Howell is, like, when the union wants to search, and another reason they changed the search process is they were looking for somebody who is the top of their field. They specifically, like, wanted someone who was a CEO, like, who was the best of the best, and they felt like if they didn't promise confidentiality, they were not going to get those types of candidates to want to apply for the job because their boards or wherever they worked would be concerned about them applying for something else. Anyways, so they got what they wanted. They got someone who had no union experience and someone who was the top of his field in a very different field, which has a very different culture than leading a union. And I think they have a choice ahead of them, right? Their choice right now is, like, which direction do they want to go? Do they want to go back to more of a D. Smith type of we're going to fight the NFL, or do they want more of the we want to make as much money as possible and a business person? And I think a lot of the players feel they don't want to go backwards. They want to continue on in this we are a business mindset.
Mm. It's just shocking, though, Kaylin, when you consider how many people will work in labor or with or against unions who don't have labor experience. I'm talking in corporate America. It's a very surprising detail that is echoed here in a way that is very surprising. As a paying dues union member, I feel like you don't understand it unless you learn about it that way. But in this case, to think that they're going to work with the NFL and get what they want, that's very optimistic, thinking that that happens in a vacuum when players previously, like, for example, were fighting the 18th game because of player health and safety. It sounds like not only did they have a yes man, they had a man who took advantage of them at their expense.
Yeah, and, I mean, one of his first, a year into the job, he said, who doesn't want more football, in response to Roger Goodell saying that he wanted 18 games. Lloyd was then asked about it, and he said, yeah, that'd be great. Who doesn't want more football? And then he did say, well, we have some issues to work out around that. But, like, the main thing he said was, who doesn't want more football? So, like, he immediately sided with the league. And, I mean, I think the players believe that an 18th game is inevitable, and maybe that is the best way to think of it. It's like, all right, 18th game, inevitable. What can we get from the NFL if the owners are going to insist on this, right? So I don't know. It's just, but it is just a whole different way. And then Lloyd at his Super Bowl press conference totally reversed that that sentiment. And he's like, oh, well, actually, the players I've talked to, they don't want an 18th game. So yeah, I just, you know, and what was, I think the thing that shocked me the most is that I think, you know, every agent I talked to was very anti Lloyd Howell. You know, they were seeing right through his strategy or lack of strategy. The agents thought this union is not in good hands. But what's crazy is that after he resigns, or in the process of him resigning, the executive committee still wanted him to remain as their executive director.
Kaylin,
they did not want him to leave.
Kaylin, this, as we're joined by Kaylin Kaylor, the ESPN senior NFL writer who wrote a great article, if you haven't read it yet, on ESPN.com. If he failed, their process failed inside the NFL. PA meltdown with Kaylin Kaylor, Don Van Natta Jr. Kaylin, it feels like the NFLPA and their players are just Kid Icarusing this and flying way too close to the sun in their naivety, but also their greed to be like, we can make more money. We can. What about just protecting your basic rights as laborers? They got to get someone with actual labor experience in charge. Do they not? Would it not be a fool's errand to go down this path again, not learning from your lessons?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be, but it's going to be interesting. And I think, you know, the people they're considering for interim, there are some in-union candidates there. So I think that's good news. If one of the, you know, candidates from inside the union, such as John Davis, who was an NFL player, he's been at the union for many years. He's the chief of player affairs, I think is his title. He's very well respected within the union. People, you know, seem to really respect him. So he could be a really good option who actually, you know, was a former player, knows how the union works or should work. But I know currently they're like being held up. They haven't selected anybody because they're in the background check process right now, which is good. And that did happen the last time too. And they still sort of, you know, flew past any of the red flags. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm totally with you. And I think what's interesting is a player quote to me was, and again, it goes back to viewing it, how they view it right now, or at least how this one player who I think represents the opinion of many, thinks of it as a cooperative business. He said, you know, paraphrasing here, but his meaning was like, why are we wasting time like trying to practice less and smoke more weed? We need to be focused on percentage points, meaning like the revenue share. So I don't know. I'm not sure if he represents the majority. And he did say in our conversation that like a lot of players feel the way that he feels, then it may be more of the same.
That is terrifying.
They're also selling themselves out.
Also, you can't smoke more weed and make more money. Both things are possible.
They can smoke more weed now. Like they've achieved that in the last couple of years. I don't remember when that changed, but they did increase the threshold of marijuana in the system. So, yeah.
It's a shame that it's come down to thinking that is the exchange. We look forward to so much more of your reporting on this, Kaylin Kaylor. Thanks for taking the time with us to talk about this very important story.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kaylin. That was Kaylin Kaylor live from Raiders training camp, as you could hear, about the abject chaos.
They are Plaxico
inside the NFL Players
right
Association. When you think you don't deserve much, this is the kind of stuff that happens.
It's crazy. When you really big picture, it's crazy what they're focused on as opposed to some of the basic union rights you should be fighting for all your members.
Think about what would happen if we went a week without regular season football.
People would lose their minds.
I want you to sit in that silence because they need to understand how important they are to all of this. Know your rights. That's all I want you guys to do. Know your rights. This segment with Kaylin Kaylor, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mark already alluded to it earlier at Bears training camp. We got an update on the running back situation, something that was a very big position of focus for us. So Ben Johnson shed some light on it, I think, in a good way, at least knowing what's going on. And you might be surprised at who wasn't happy with his year last year. That's next here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As you hear it going through the offseason, the Bears got to get a running back, the Bears got to do this because Drake can't do that. How do you deal with those types of things?
What can I do?
At the conversation, you know I don't agree with it, but I want to know how you deal with it, the perception of it.
Everybody got an opinion, they're entitled to their own opinion. My job is to come in here and continue to work. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. I know who I am and what I'm about. So that's all. Thankful for another opportunity going into the season.
That was DeAndre Swift, and this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We shift gears back to Bears training camp, where this is new for us. Everybody's talking early. The practices are being held early, so we get to react to this stuff real time as the news is coming in, which is not common for us. I feel like that part of it is fun.
Thank you, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, thanks for getting us the freshest of the news. And a lot of the fresh news does involve the running back room. It's been something that we've talked about a lot. Do they have who they want? You heard Kaylin Kaler mention Ashton Jeanty in her segment. He's a Raider. We knew there was a lot of commotion around Jeanty and whether or not he would drop to the Bears at 10. It didn't happen. And then they didn't take a running back in the draft until the 7th round in Kyle Menungai. So when you consider that the discussion went from Jeanty to Menungai, how are they going to address it when they know that so much of Ben Johnson's offense is predicated on the run? So let's start with Ben Johnson talking about his assessment of the Bears running back room.
We'll find out more once we get the pads on, but extremely coachable, improvements on the tracks every single day, just We're very detailed with where we want them to go. They're all about it. Coach Bieniemy is doing a phenomenal job. He's very demanding. He's one of the more demanding coaches I've been around. I think they're receptive to that type of coaching. I think Swift has done a great job. Come back this from the summer, he's in great shape. He had some plays yesterday that weren't ideal. We might have had a guy unblocked in the hole, and yet he's able to extend it and make something happen beyond. So a highly motivated group. I know the perception out there is that maybe it's not the most talented room in the world. They like to hear that noise. So we're gonna be just fine.
You also like to hear that noise, because how did the Ashton Gentry rumors get started? I get it. He's doing the right thing. You use it as a bulletin board type of material to coach him up. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, say, for example, DeAndre Swift last season had 253 carries go for 959 yards.
That seems bad.
3.8 yards a carry. And we heard Eric Bieniemy, by the way, talk about the importance of running up the middle of the offensive line, running between your tackles, for example, running off of your guards, and then being able to make something happen. So I do think that there's been a lot of discussion about how to get better at all of these things.
I'm just wondering what the roles will be for the guys not named DeAndre Swift. That's really where this comes down to, because we know about Swift's past with Johnson in Detroit. What I don't know is, what does he think of Roschon Johnson, Kyle Manongai, who was their rookie running back drafted in the 7th round, and Travis Homer? And could they supplant, complement? What are the roles going to be? And I don't know that Ben Johnson knows those answers, but I'm along for that ride as much as any other position group on this team.
We do know that he doesn't know those answers, because in his introductory press conference at training camp, he talked about how he doesn't know what kind of scheme they're running yet, which I found to be really interesting, because again, if that's going to dictate how you run the offense and you're still trying to figure out what your personnel are doing, that's a big part of it.
Swift on a 3-year, $24 million contract. So this is year two.
Correct.
And I just wonder what that's going to look like going forward. Is it going to be, all right, let's ride with him now and see what we can improve, upgrade, replace at the end of this season? But let's be honest, Caleb Williams, just a second-year quarterback. This is his first time running Ben Johnson's offense. It's got to be a situation where he can lean on the running game, you would think.
No, there's no you would think. In order to do anything that they want to do here, they have to run the ball more. And I've said that forever, but especially in Ben Johnson's offense, you don't have to run it a ton more. Just the slightest threat of the run will open up play action. But the Bears didn't run a lot of play action last year.
I don't think it's run it more necessarily. It's just you have to run more effectively. When you do run it, you've got to have the type of balance and the type of threat that other teams now don't know what you're doing.
When your quarterback got sacked 68 times last year, you can bet I'm running the ball more. Period.
Yeah, and this all ties into the offensive line as well, which I have a great deal of faith in based on the personnel. Before we know about the cohesion and how that's going to look, before we know who's actually going to start at left tackle. But I thought that was an interesting nugget that was given to us by Mark Grody, that, hey, Braxton Jones, when they just go out there, he's been the guy. And then when they're actually doing stuff, because he's not ramped up yet, they've been alternating at the left tackle
position. And that makes sense. He's the incumbent veteran. That makes all the sense in the world. Now tell me how you want to use your second round pick in Ozzie Trapillo when that's the case, but that's part of it. Have I said that I want more out of Braxton Jones? Yes, I have, especially when it comes to pass blocking. Now, as far as the offensive line itself, DeAndre Swift said, as we mentioned, you know, he can't wait to run behind this new offensive line. I'm glad he's excited. He's a veteran. He knows what it's like to run behind good offensive lines. He's played for Detroit and Philadelphia. So I'll take his expertise on that. So what did Ben Johnson have to say about Swift's production last season, which we mentioned?
He has always been quiet. He's always been highly motivated on the inside. So there's a lot of things about him that are the same as what they've been. He's not happy with how last year went for him, production-wise, team-wise, everything-wise. He's he's really motivated. He's really excited to help lead and spur this team forward. So I don't think I see a whole lot of differences from where he's been, but I see a very hungry individual.
That's Ben Johnson talking about DeAndre Swift, who as of now is number one on the depth chart at running back, as we talk here on Raheem and Harris about what that running back room could look like going forward and whether or not DeAndre Swift is the guy. As of now, he is, but all these things are subject to change.
Right. I don't necessarily know that that running back room is set. And when you consider a head coach comes in, he's got a different opinion of certain talent. For example, drafts a tight end 10th overall. So I think a lot of this is him trying to evaluate who these people are and how he can make the same things look different and the different things look the same. That's, of course, a tenet of his offensive mission statement as well. So Ben Johnson also talked about how that would look, like what the process looks like with trying to put this run game together.
We'll talk about it as a staff, and that's where we got to lean on. We got a great veteran O-line coach and Dan Roshar that he's been around. He knows what good football looks like. He'll be able to hone in on what he feels like our unit up front can handle. The volume is a big deal. How much is too much? And so that's that fine line. We got to make sure we're attacking the defense and keeping them guessing. But at the same time, we got to do things that we're good at. So over the course of camp, over the next few weeks, it's really going to come together for us.
When he says how much is too much, I'm assuming he's talking about how many times you can try to run the ball and see if it's going to work in certain cases.
If your line's good, there's no such thing as too much.
But if you dance to the line and you don't say run straight on, how much is that going to affect the expected yards you want on a certain play? You know, when you're trying to figure out outside zone, how much is that going to affect what you're doing? Can you block for it? That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I think that's where it starts, right? Can you block for it? And if you can block for it, then you can just keep running the ball as much as you want.
Well, ask Braxton Jones and the crew about outside zone blocking.
Layla, one of my favorite things in football is when a team goes up, let's say, two scores in the second half, and the defense is tired, and they're just like, oh, y'all look tired over there. What's good? And they just pound and pound and pound away, and they break off chunks, big explosive plays. And at that point, the defense is defeated because they can't stop the run. We've seen that happen to the Bears a few times.
That's
the last
ideal.
Few years.
Yeah. And part of the problem is it's because the opposing team's offense gets right back on the field. You know, that's the issue is it's happened to the Bears when the Bears offense can't produce, you know, and then the defense has to come back out there and the time adds up. You know, time of possession, I still think, is a valid stat in the NFL in certain cases. This is an example. But as far as putting it together, you know, I still think about the fact that Ben Johnson decided Jahmyr Gibbs was the better running back. Like, they went out and spent a high draft pick on Jahmyr Gibbs to have that combination with he and David Montgomery.
People thought they were crazy at the time.
I certainly did, because I thought you had a great running back in DeAndre Swift. They made him look good.
And people will tell you don't take running backs that high. But the whole thing is, if you know what you're getting and you know how to use them, that's why I got no issues with the Colston Loveland pick, because I got, at this point, Ben Johnson has earned the confidence of most people because he's Ben Johnson. Look what he's been able to do as a play caller. If he's picking a guy that high, there is a reason.
Yeah, well, he's comped him to Sam Laporta. He did that.
Right.
What about the Colston Montgomery pick?
Hey, that's a powerful force, as we found out over the last couple of days.
So at the end of that Ben Johnson clip, he's talked about we need to play into what our offense is good at. So asking you guys, as of right now, what do you think the Bears offense is good at?
I think it's too early. I don't think they know yet. I think what the better question there, Robbie, is how long will it take to find out what the offense is good at? I think the joint practices are something to circle. As now we're going to know after the joint practices. I think he looks at those joint practices more than he looks at the actual exhibition of preseason games.
Let's look at the individual strengths. What do you know your individuals are good at based on their resumes? You know that Drew Dahlman is good at being a center, much better than any center the Bears have had recently. You know that that's the case for Joe Tooney. He knows Jonah Jackson to be good when he had him, even though he had the injury in L.A. So that's what you know up front. I know Braxton Jones struggles on certain pass blocking. I know he's fabulous in space. I would want that guy downfield blocking for me. And on the other side, I know Darnell Wright is consistent enough to trust. So I go out then to the quarterback and the running backs, for example, and I know DeAndre Swift is good at giving you multiple looks. I know he's good at catching passes out of the backfield. And I know that DJ Moore is versatile. So I think probably having at least two people who know how to be versatile when it comes to the yards from the line of scrimmage is a good place to start.
I'm with you on that. I think it's just understanding, and maybe he hasn't done it yet. I mean, he has a playbook. They've learned the playbook. They've had install. I want to know what the end result's going to be, though. And I think so much of that depends on Caleb Williams. So I think everything we're asking each other and we're observing right now, it's not going to mean anything if Caleb Williams isn't doing his job well.
Yeah, so much of this is just reliant on it's built on your run game, but it's reliant on QB1. Like, how are you going to fake that play action?
What's that cadence sounding like coming up to the line?
Cadence is a massive, massive, massive aspect
of
this.
Are you practicing your cadence while driving in the car?
Might you look interesting to a car next to you who sees you and wants to know why you're talking to yourself? Or maybe they can hear you because you're that loud with your cadence. We have more here to come on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. It's halftime, and a low-key concept I feel like has now been made very obvious to people who might want to know.
An app that was originally designed to promote safety is turning into something altogether different.
You're listening to Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score in the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back-to-school season, be prepared with Kleenex tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Psst. Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
Oh no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use card lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Yes, it is halftime here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We got an update from Bears camp thanks to our friend Mark Grody. We also talked about Ryan Poles appearing on podcasts and Ben Johnson and trying to figure out if Luther Burden and his lack of availability currently is an issue. Got a reported hamstring. Mark Grody said not until next week is he starting to get concerned. We talked to Kalen Kaler as well about just the dumpster fire that is going on in the NFL Players Association and the bad series that the Cubs had against the Royals.
It's halftime.
How do you put into words the app you were telling me about in the meeting today?
Well, you know, I don't have to put in words because the founder of this app, the creator of this app, his name is Sean Cook. He's a former TikTok employee. I'll just let him tell the story, okay? The app is called Tea, T-E-A, as in spill the tea. Tea was born from a deeply personal mission to give women the tools they need to date safely in a world that often overlooks their protection. Founder Sean Cook launched Tea after witnessing his mother's terrifying experience with online dating, not only being catfished, but unknowingly engaging with men who had criminal records.
Yeah, that is a concern.
Realizing that traditional dating apps do little to protect women, Sean knew something had to change. That's why he built Tea, the first ever dating safety platform for women. That sounds well and good, right? Sounds like a noble approach to building an app that is for the overall health and welfare for women out there just trying to meet a nice guy. It has gone viral thanks to Gen Z, the TikTok, promoting Tea.
Gen Z, the TikTok.
Yes, this is how it happens. Tea is now the number one lifestyle app in the App Store. Over a million women signing up over the past week. Marked as an online dating safety app, Tea allows its users to post photos of men and ask others for quote-unquote tea. In other words, dirt or gossip on them.
Oh, I can see this getting
now,
out of
see,
hand.
This is where it takes a hard left turn. Because, as I describe it, there's a Facebook group. It's called AreWeDatingTheSameGuy.com, and it's in most major cities.
Do you know why you know about that Facebook group? Because people snitch.
Yes, people also make things up.
Have I ever talked about that Facebook group unabated? No. You know why? I don't snitch.
You don't snitch?
I don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, what happens is, you know how I found out about it? A friend of mine was in that group being mentioned by a woman, and a woman saw it, and she was like, I don't think that's true. And she is the one who told the guy about, hey, just so you know, these women are out here talking about you. And he's like, well, I know the one girl, but the other girl I've never met in my entire life.
And that's an issue, is that something that is used to just find out if somebody's dating two people at the same time or married and dating somebody or somehow cheating, it leaves a lot of room to figure out who the sources are.
So let me go with this Tea thing. This app includes numerous positive reviews from women who have used it. However, experts point out numerous issues with Tea. Unlike dating apps, the purpose of Tea is to verify the identity of people on matchmaking apps. It's not doing anything new. Facebook groups exist that see women share pictures of men they've dated for checking for red flags and have done for some time. But here's the issue. Phone number lookup helps verify if someone has a hidden marriage or concerning history with their phone number. Background checks include the ability to access public records, sex offender maps, and criminal history to assess if your date is safe to meet up with in real life. I'm with all the stuff that I'm saying so far.
But a lot of times that stuff isn't readily accessible either. So it's good to know to try to be safe, because there are a lot of stories of people who have had some horrible things happen on dating apps.
So they asked the question, the men whose pictures are posted on T, things aren't as simple for the women who use it. Photos can be posted without their permission. And as an article points out, while abusers might forfeit their right to privacy, is it fair to dox someone and share their private information online in this way just because a woman might have a vendetta against a man because things ended badly?
And it's hard because if you're putting a picture out there publicly on social media, what's the line?
So this could lead to defamation claims if you have somebody on the inside. Because remember, I think you have to be verified that you're a woman using this app. But, you know, women snitch, as you said before.
People snitch.
Well, yes. People do snitch. So I try to weigh the good with the bad with this. And I was just like, this just seems like a problem waiting to happen.
Well, there was one guy who got real bold and sued that Facebook group here in Illinois.
Oh, that's right.
Only to turn around and be sentenced to federal charges because he was awaiting his sentencing for that trial. So that got dropped. And I believe like there was some merit to the claims. So that was a bad look for him. But he got taken care of by other means.
So the experts are saying users could find themselves in legal hot water, the women who are posting, if they publish defamatory posts about men online. And worse, when the information is out there, it could lead to huge impacts on the mental health of those who could feel they are unfairly accused. Bottom line is this. Opening scene, one of my favorites, Rooney Mara, I believe. Jesse Eisenberg, The Social Network.
Yep.
The internet is written in ink. Once it's out there, you can't put Pandora back in the box. So I would advise people who are using this app to just be careful with what you could be ruining people's whole lives.
Well, what do we say in journalism? Consider the source.
Consider the source.
And that's a big part of this.
And again, this, unlike the Facebook groups that we talked about, that you just talked about, those have actual people's names on them. This is anonymous.
Well, and you and I were talking in our pre-show meeting, and I told you why I'm not on a lot of dating apps is because people have created fake profiles in me. Yeah. And it happens a lot for women in media because our pictures are available. And so I worry because I think a lot of times like people may think that they have come into contact with me and there's fake accounts of me as well. And the goal is likely to get money. Mm. I will never ask you for money unless it's for like the radiothon.
You asked me for money after I lost a bet to you.
Did I even collect? I have one of your dollars.
Yes.
I just got to go to the ATM.
I paid you.
I'll just take one.
Well, I got to go to the ATM. But they have them now for my bank,
ATMs?
And I'm very excited. But the point is it should you be dating two people at the same time, a la Coldplay concert? No.
Wow. That's very different than what we're talking about right now.
But
that guy was married.
Do you know how many men are married on some of these apps that are discussed and people didn't know?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of times why that was brought up to begin with.
Don't they have an app just for the cheaters? Just for the married men? Isn't there an app for that?
You think that the married men are going to stick to just that app?
I don't know, man. I'm single.
Answer is no.
I'm very single.
I was thinking, though, if that Coldplay CEO was on T, like, what do you think they're saying about him? He's like, I think he has someone, but he really loves Coldplay, and he loves a good canoodle, a public canoodle.
But I do think, you know, that is the original intent. You just don't want to date somebody who's either already dating somebody or married. And unfortunately, there's more cases than I care to admit of those things occurring. But to that extent, defamation and libel and slander are also real. They're also hard to prove in court at times. But when you're a typical member of the public who's not in the public, then that becomes more of an issue.
So this is a red hot app, T, downloaded over 1 million times by women in the last week. And men have expressed concern, by the way, on Reddit, on various threads, detailing how the app could impact them, with some attempting to have their photos removed. I don't think it's going well for them.
708, what are they saying about a married HR department woman? I think we know, don't we?
Yeah, everybody's...
Loves Coldplay, loves a canoodle.
Yes.
Yeah, like nobody's claiming one is more innocent than the other there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a good call, 219. For me, if you're brand new and I don't know anything about you, best believe it's going to be a double date. Okay, that's a
that
might be a good idea.
Plus, you're proving you have friends.
Yeah, friends are good.
You're likable.
All right, that's a good piece of advice there. We have more to come here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. Coming up next, time for Five on It. We have a lot of baseball questions, including one very important White Sox one. That's next.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues. The classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.